Sechtes Mekvoyes, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah we're going to learn is talking about a mikveh that has exactly mem so, 40 soim. And the case is, what happens if the water is not going to totally cover the object that's being immersed? So let's see the Mishnah. Hitl boi, if a person immersed in it, in this mikveh that has exactly 40 so, es hamita, a bed which became tomei, and it doesn't totally fit into the mikveh, but the ground, the floor of this mikveh is mud, muddy solution. So he pushes it down, and the legs of the bed kind of poke their way into the ground. So afa pisha glashe kas betito ovo. Even though the only way to immerse this bed is by pushing down the bed, and by that the legs of the bed go into the muddy surface bottom of the mikveh, tohira, it's a valid tefillah. Mipnei shehamayim mekadmin, because as the bed makes it, the legs of the bed make their way into the holes that he's creating by pushing it down, water gets in there first, and therefore it's considered as if it was nitfel b'mayim, and not in thick mud, which is not considered water. Another halacha, mikveh shemei mav merudadin. If you have a mikveh that the water is spread out, and therefore you don't, even though you have 40 sub, but it's not in a height form, and therefore it's not possible to immerse in the mikveh the way the water is laying. So what do you do in order to raise the level of the water? So the halacha is, koivish, he's allowed to weigh down the water. In other words, he can put things into the water which is going to lift the, raise the level of the water. Afilu chavile eitzim, bundles of wood which are not mekabel tama. Afilu chavile kanim, or bundles of sticks and little twigs. Kidei sheyispechu hamayim, that the water should lift itself up, and then v'yored v'toivel, then he can go down and v'toivel into the mikveh. Now, in terms of using kalim, that's a different discussion, because if he would use kalim and create a situation that the water rises because of the kalim, that could be a question of havaya yedidova mekabel tuma, that the mikveh, the existence of the mikveh, the kashus of the mikveh is dependent on something which is mekabel tuma, which we know could be problematic. Another halacha, third halacha, machad, a pin, which is tuma, shein nesina amaylos hamora, which is on the steps of a cave, and in the cave there is a mikveh, and if he's going to drop the pin into the cave, he's afraid he's going to lose it, he won't be able to retrieve it. So hoyemoylech umeivi b'mayim, so if he creates, if he splashes the water, creates a wave, a current, over the steps of the cave, kivin she'ovel lehagal tohir, as soon as the wave passed over the pin, so it has halacha of being nitfal, and therefore it's considered that it underwent a proper tefillah. The question is, what about zeichlim? We know the halacha is that if the water of the mikveh is running, so then it's an invalid mikveh at that point. So over here, he's being toivel the machat, but he's causing a splash, and the water is running away from the mikveh. So the Chazon Ish says that this Mishnah is a raya to the shita of the Rivash in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis, that he says that water which is running but is going to go back into the mikveh is considered non-zeichlin water, and therefore it's kosher for tefillah. There may be other answers to this question in terms of if the person creates the water splash and versus the water running out on its own, etc. One should look at the Mefarshim and the Mishnah in order to see various terutzim on this kasha. Mesechtes Mekvoyes, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Chachomim were goyzer that Eretz Ha'amim, the lands outside Eretz Yisrael, have a halacha of Tumas Meis. And therefore, somebody who goes chutz la'aretz becomes tamei, like tumas meis. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no gezeira on various places, even if the population, the general population, were non-Jews. Chacham did not place an injunction of tumah on those areas in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, Eretz Yisrael tahir. Eretz Yisrael does not have the rabbinic halacha of tumah, which we find in Eretz Amim, in the lands of the other nations of the world, even in a city in Eretz Yisrael that most of the inhabitants are non-Jews. And mikvaisel, mikvahs, which a person, gatherings of water, which a person finds in Eretz Yisrael, tahirim, have a chazaka, they have a status that we assume they were made b'tahara, and they're kosher for tefillah for people who are tamim. Continues the Mishnah, mikvois ha'ovdik achavim, if outside Eretz Yisrael a person finds in a non-Jewish populated area a mikveh which was built, so then we have to assume that maybe perhaps this was made to be a pool. It wasn't designed as a mikveh, and therefore the water in that mikveh is probably she'uvim, and therefore is possible for tefillah, even though it looks like it's conformed to the halachas of a mikveh. But nevertheless, we assume that it's a pool, and the water wasn't accumulated properly with the standards of kashrus of a mikveh. However, even though we'll assume that the water in these mikvois are shovim, ksherim lebalikrin, it's kosher for people who have to undergo the takana of tevila, which Ezra was masakin for balikrin, people who had emission, and they are not, according to Ezra, were not allowed to learn Torah and daven without undergoing maisa tevila. That tevila does not require mikveh kosher, and it's kosher even a mikveh of mayim she'uvim. Va'afilu nismalu b'kilin, even if a pipe was used to pipe in the water, it is still a kosher tefila. Later on, Chazal did away. They felt that it was exer she'ef she'latzibu l'amidbo. It wasn't something which the general population could withstand. And later on, they did away with the tefilas Ezra. But in the time of Ezra, if a person would have a mikveh that he knew was created through piping in water, which would not be kosher for a regular mikveh, over here it would be kosher for the tefillah of Takanas Ezra. Now, the Mishnah continues this halacha of that we say the stam mikveh is Eretz Yisrael. Sheb Eretz Yisrael, if you find the mikveh in Eretz Yisrael, which earlier we said are b'chazkas tahara, it depends. Chutz lemiftach, if they're outside the confines of the city, then kasherim af lenidois. It's kosher even for people who have a tumor which would create a isa koris, and the tefillah would be utilized to undo an isa koris. We hold the mikvahs in such standard that it would be even kasherim for toivlim for tumas nida. Milafnim in amiftach, if it's inside the city, kasherim levalei kriyin upsum l'chol tameim. It's only kosher for people who have the tumor of Valkeri, but it's possible for all other tameim, because we're afraid that people in the city, the general population, use this to wash things or to rinse off their kalim, and they took it and they poured water back in a way that the water later on became she'uvim. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hakrovim li'evel derech tameim pnei akvisa." Even outside the city, if it's close by, if it's nearby, we're afraid that people may have used it for washing purposes, and therefore the water may have become she'uvim, and it's not kosher for people who have a need of tevila to undo a tumah chamura. Harachoykim tahirim, but those that are distant are tahir, because we don't assume that any the normal people have used it to wash things, and therefore it remains in the kosher status of a mikveh of megishamim.